All right, man. So we here at Venture North Bike Shop and Coffee Shop, and I'm sitting here with
my man Simon.
Simon, man. So what's up, man? Let me know about you, man. Where you from? What you do?
Let's see. Born and raised here in Minneapolis. Currently, I'm the service manager at Venture North Bike Shop. So I kind of try to focus on a lot of community development, providing top quality service. You know, keeping things running smoothly and, you know, helping people out with their bikes, especially people who, you know, might not have necessarily have the resources to go to a more high-end or expensive bike shop.
Okay. So why do you do what you do?
I do what I do because I love it. I love the feeling of being able to help people. I love working on bikes. And, you know, if I can combine those two skills successfully, then, you know, it's a great opportunity for me, you know, and I go home at the end of the day feeling happy with myself rather than, you know, being tired and depressed, you know, like some other jobs I've worked at.
You like, man, you be dreading it. Like, I could get up and do this all over again tomorrow.
Yeah.
Okay, man. So how did all this start for you?
This actually started when I was about 15. I did the All About Bikes apprenticeship program here at Venture North, who was led by Casey Pavick, the one of the former managers here. And I learned a lot of skills there, successfully completed that program, and then I worked at a few other bike shops around the cities. But none of them felt quite as fulfilling as, you know, working in a more of a community-oriented place like this.
Okay. So it was just more about business, like the transaction.
Yeah.
Okay. So since starting, how do you view your craft?
How do I view my craft?
Yeah.
I don't know. I guess I view bikes as a really easy, efficient, and affordable way to get around, and I think that you know, having a professional quality bike services and mechanics is something that's really important and is also kind of falling by the wayside with a lot of internet services out there, you know, that you know, maybe take your bike, or a lot of more commercialized shops that might not give you quite the expert care, you know, and are kind of the artistry of, you know, knowing exactly what goes on with a bike. So that's something I look to provide. I want to make every customer here and anyone who comes in the shop here feel like they're special, and, you know, we're really kind of catering things to the needs of them and their riding style and their bike.
Okay. So where do you see yourself going with this?
I haven't really thought that far ahead. I mean, I'm enjoying things here. I'd like to continue this job for a while, or this, I guess I view this as a little bit more of a job, this career, I guess.
Yeah.
But in the future, at some point, you know, I'd maybe like to take some of the skills I learned here with, you know, working at a nonprofit, doing mechanical work, good customer service, that sort of thing, and I could definitely transfer that to something else in the future.
Okay, so are there, like, any projects, like, any personal projects, anything that you're currently working on?
Oh, let's see. Right now we're just kind of working on getting the shop ready for the summer. The season here is starting to pick up. Let's see. Other than that, we are trying to work on developing some more youth programs here, some better earn a bike camps, kind of reinstating some of the All About Bike stuff that kind of I started out on.
Okay.
So I think that's a really good start. Yeah, we're also trying to work on some better storage and organization solutions at the shop. Another thing is we are implementing a pop-up trailer. So we're going to have a pickup truck and a trailer. We already have it, and we've used it for a few events. But we can drive it around. We basically have a full mobile bike shop in the back of it. So we can go and sponsor events, go to different, you know, kind of festivals, things like open streets, go to kind of a... you know, some youth centers, stuff like that. We also might be working with some libraries and some other nonprofits to, you know, kind of further our goals of, you know, safe, affordable biking.
Oh, yeah, that's dope. Mm-hmm. So, what are some of the key challenges that you have noticed in starting? Like, is it that, like, the bike culture as a whole, or was it just, like, just educating yourself on, like, just the whole process of, like, just customer service or just maintenance?
Yeah, I would say that biggest struggle for me, you know, is honestly probably just trying to keep everything together. You know, there's a lot that goes on in one day here. You know, it's not just a job where you show up and sit down and do one thing or do the same thing over and over again and then leave. You know, there's always 50 different things going on all at once. So trying to multitask and kind of coordinate and slot a lot of time for each of those different tasks can sometimes be a little bit of a challenge. But you know, I'd say I'm. Get pretty much everything that needs to get done, and do a good job of doing it.
Okay. Well, if people want to come check you out, come see what you're about, When and where can they find you?
Yeah, I work Tuesdays through Saturdays from 11 to 7 during the summers, 11 to 6 in the winters. And then on Saturdays, it's going to be 10 to 5 on Saturdays, and then Tuesday through Friday otherwise, and I'll be here.
Okay, well, I look forward to bringing my bike through here, and
Hopefully
you look forward to bringing your bike through here too, man.
Absolutely,
it was good
talking
to you.
Yeah.
And, hey, man. Good luck on the future, man. We're going to have pretty much... I just put it like this. There's going to be a lot more conversations going on with these guys here at Venture North.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it.
All right, man. And we're out.
All right.